Hello, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. It's good to be here today. My name is Elnora. I'm substituting for VJ and Gil today. VJ is on his way and should be here shortly. So in the meantime, we really don't have a topic today. I'd just like to know what's on your mind. I have a couple of announcements to make. First of all, VJ Smith has been now nominated and is the president of our national organization. And as a matter of fact, this is him right now. And let's see if we can get him on. Nope, that ain't it. VJ, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Wow, that's a switch.
Well, great, great. It's wonderful to be on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, everybody. I'm driving to the office. We're going to get bags and all kind of stuff to help feed our family today. Today is our support group. And remember, the support group starts at 5 o'clock at 3023 4th Avenue South. And Short Body did a theme song for us. And he's going to be calling in pretty soon because he's going to be talking about the Bible, Ghetto Bible. They get that Ghetto Bible because he got plenty of them, and he's in the streets with them. But we also want you to come to support group tonight at 3023 4th Avenue South. And I got Franklin with me. He's going to be serving up some goodie bags for you, you know. And you know all about them goodie bags, right, Nora?
Oh, yes, definitely. I know all about those.
Tell them what's in that goodie bag.
Oh, there's all kinds of meat. You have meat for the beef lovers, pork for the pork lovers.
Hey,
look at everything.
Little bit of everything. But the main thing is we got something for your heart and your soul and your spirit to help lift you up and help you move on to the next level. And that's what we're about. We're about helping you get to that next level and changing your life. You know, I want to talk a little bit about a lot of stuff that's going on. Man, it's kind of sad that we get all these folks killing each other and folks are dying. And I just feel terrible about this because, you know, not only are the kids, but we got these older guys now that are dying in the streets. And, you know, a gentleman got killed in the car with his wife. And there was another gentleman that got killed. He got shot 11 times. He got ran over and he got pistol whipped. And then his car even got burnt up. It's just terrible, terrible stuff, man, that's going on. In Chicago, they got 342 homicides. Kansas City, there's 100 homicides. And I think we're up to about 30-something homicides. So, I mean, comparison, but a life is a life. And too much killing is just crazy. And we got to really, every year we say we got to stop it. But it's true. We do have to stop it. Because these are people that deserve to live a long, fruitful life. You know, one of the things I noticed that people like Nora's doing is she's active with her kids. She changed her life and turned her life around so their kids could see her in a better way. And Nora, I just want to say congratulations on your life change and what you've done to improve the quality of your life and how you really embrace living a positive life. You know, you've been through a lot of stuff, and I just want to say congratulations. What was that turning point? What was that one thing that made you turn your life around?
I had a praying mother.
Of course you did.
Sometimes, you know, when you find yourself in situations and you find that your family is trying to help you, helping you is the worst thing that they can do for you. She stopped helping me. She stopped enabling me. I think the biggest thing she did was I was buying a house, and she was a co-signer on that house, and she decided to take it from me. And at first I was very angry behind that, and then, you know, after I got myself together, I realized if I would have stayed in that house, I wouldn't be alive today. I had a lot of people, you know, that was praying for me, that was there for me, that kept telling me to not give up. And actually, DJ, believe it or not, you had a lot to do with that, along with my brother, William. You know, just seeing you out there doing what you're doing, you know, you've been a friend of the family for years. And just watching you over the years, how you've grown and the things that you've done was also an inspiration. I remember when I saw you on Glenwood. I believe it was Glenwood and Knox. You were doing a barbecue out there. And I came over and I said hi. And it was at that time. I said, well, you know, I got myself together. Let me do something. And I came over here and I've been over here ever since. and it has been rewarding volunteering for Mad Dads. It has enabled me to put some of my skills and my talents to use. I'm giving back. I'm helping others. And it's also helped me to learn how to be a better mother to my kids. So to you, I want to say thank you very much.
Well, you know, I thank you for giving me any kind of credit, because I know God gets the first, but I also know that you had to want it inside for yourself. And because you wanted it for yourself, because you wanted better for yourself, you began to do the things to make things better for yourself. I'm tremendously proud of you, and I want you to know that every step of the way that you are going to be the one that shows the next generation of your family the right thing to do, the right way to do it, and how to go about it in their lives. Matter of fact, I watched your daughter. She's been impacted. She's even gotten involved with Mad Dad. She helped us with our fundraiser. I watched your kids and your grandkids. They've been involved. They've been volunteered and been involved. They never would have done any of that probably had not you kicked it off as the mother, as the leader, the matriarch of that family. And so because you did that, we want others to know that you can turn your life around and turn lives around and other people's lives, people that love you and care so much about you. You can be the one to make the change. They always say, who's going to be the one? Why not let it be you? You the one that makes the change. Hey, did Short Body call in yet?
Nah, he hasn't. But Vijay, let me put you on the spot. You were just nominated and received the president of the national organization. So now you're the president of Mad Dash National. How does that feel?
It feels really, really, truly good. And I'm really blessed to be honored like that, because my peers nominated me. My peers voted me in, and they made me who I am today. And one of the great things that I like about the whole thing is that if it had not been for my peers voting me in, they must believe in me and know that I can do it. So I feel humbled. I also feel honored, and I know that I got a lot of work to do, and I'm ready to do that work and work with people like Franklin. Now, Franklin is another gentleman that wants to be able to give back to the community, give back to the kids, and I'm going to let him come up and talk to you a little bit about how he's going to do that, how he plans to do that, what he plans to do, and his direction in life, because he's got a new direction in life, and I'm pretty excited about it. And I know one thing for sure. When I see a young man that says he's tired of going to prison, that says he's tired of going to jail, that says he's tired of giving his life to the prison system, I get excited, man, because so many of our brothers say, yeah, I know I'm going back to jail, or yeah, I know I'm going back to prison, but I don't know any other way to live. And there is another way to live. And that other way to live is to live a positive life, to live a life that has an impact, to live a life that really means something. And that's what he's doing. And that's what you're going to be able to do with your kids.
Well, thank you very much. Come on into the office.
Well, we're going to get Frank in here. Hey, everybody. I'm telling you right now, call into the show. Blog Talk is on. We're ready to go. We're twitting. We're doing it all. I'm sending it to you now. All you have to do is call our number, 347-215-9262. That's 347-215-9262. And we're going to have Franklin. You know, we talked yesterday about the fact that you, you're changing your life, you're pulling your life together. Since you've been out now, what are some of the most exciting things that happened for you?
Well, since I've been out, I've been able to get back connected with you guys here at Mad Dads and Urban Ventures, and just be able to come around and talk with some of the kids from the Juvenile Detention Center about choices they're making in their lives and things of that nature. And also I've been able to just be able to come back and just help out around here and just do things that says that I'm trying to do something with my life. And also just I'm enjoying being able to do something positive rather than something negative. And also I enjoy just being able to come around people who up here who not only doing something with their life, but always got a positive vibe, a positive energy with them. And it just makes me want to be even more positive and do even more positive things, because it's always good to be around healthy people who are doing healthy things, living healthy lives. And when you get involved with people like this, it makes you yourself become a healthier person, a healthier being. And so when you get like that, you want to be around those type of people who are doing things with their lives and working hard for to make sure that if they do find a problem, they find a positive solution to get out of it. And that's how I want to be. I see myself as trying to be like those, like you yourself, VJ, Brother Gil, and Sister Nora, and a lot of these other people around here who are doing positive things with their lives, so that their legacy that they leave behind, the next generation that comes from them, will have a shadow to live in, but also can do even greater things than those who came before them done.
You know, something just happened today for you that you probably would have never done in your life. We went to observe a lieutenant retire after 25 years of service. What was it like for you, man?
It was definitely a different experience, because usually, you know, I've always been on the other side of the law a lot of my life, and just to be a part of seeing a guy who've donated 25 years of his life to serving people and trying to help people and to stop the crime, man, it was just a big thing for me, man. I thought that when I first got in there, I didn't know what to think, but as time went on and they began to talk, and I got a feel for him, and I see that he got a heart for the people, and I see that he's one of those guys who really took pride in his job, but in the sense of really wanting to reach out and help people, whatever the situation is, and even cut people some breaks if that was needed to be at that time. So it was just another great experience, man, just know that be able to be a part of something like that, which I have never done before. It just blew my mind, because it was just a total awesome and new experience to me altogether.
And that's what happens. The Mad Dads, man, you run into totally awesome new experiences like this brother here we're getting ready to run into, Short Body. Short Body, you on there with us, brother?
What's good with it, OG? How y'all doing today, man? God bless.
Man, come on now. M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Mid-Instruction, because you know we are the best.
Father of the ghetto and his blessing, nothing less, from the north to the south, to the east, to the west.
Come on, man. We love that, man. We love that song. We still waiting on KMOJ to blow it up for us, man. That song moves on. Man, you know, so it's like I wish every morning, like, you know, people need their coffee. I need that song every morning when I wake up, man.
That's what I'm talking about, fam. And we put it together for y'all. But we can feel good like that. That's what it's about, man. We're showing homage to the people who really trying to show homage to our people, man. We love y'all for that. Dedicated
hey,
to
man,
you, man.
Ghetto Bible, give us an update. What's going on, man?
Well, Thug Bible's moving good, man. What it is right now, we still, we in the West Coast right now getting stuff done. So we'll be back out there Thursday to come see what's up with Minnesota. We out here getting stuff working in the studio right now, putting some more work together with the West Coast version of the Thug Bible. So they out here working with us too, man. The country got our back, man. So we making the moves we need to make with everybody. So God been walking with us.
You know, we've been having a lot of shootings, man, lately over here on the north side, on the south side. Folks been getting shot up and brutally killed, man. Not just regular shootings. I'm talking about burn ups, beat up, all that old crazy stuff. What's your insight, man? What can the people on the streets and the block and the communities do? I hear a lot of folks are scared to come out of their houses, man.
The thing is right now, man, is people got to just come together and get them guns off the street, man. Like they, just like they put the dope in the hood, man, we got to be able to put our hearts in the hood, man, because we know they did it like that. So now it's time for us to show dedication, determination, and discipline with our people, man. That's been gone right there. We ain't been dedicating ourselves to helping these kids out here, man, helping these children see a better vision, a better light. You know what I mean? It's about the blind waking up and coming to see some light together, you know what I mean, so we can show these kids how to really get it. Because what happened is we lost them like that, you know what I'm saying? When we had no vision for them, people keep on saying, what are you going to give them? Is you going to give them a job? When it comes to your meetings and all that stuff, it ain't about what you give, it's what you do. You know what I'm saying? They keep on saying, give them something. First of all, we got to give them the knowledge to be able to hold a job, you know what I mean, before we can give them a job or help them get one. You know what I mean?
That's
so
right.
we got to start focusing on what can we do to help them have the knowledge, their mind frame, to change that hood mentality for where they waiting on somebody to give them something instead of trying to earn it on their own and believing that God gives the talents. You know what I mean? People keep on worrying. If I come to your meeting, is you going to give me a job? Is you going to give me in this and that? It ain't about give. It's about showing you, informing, informing the people about what they need to do to help us come up out of this hood mentality we have, man. You know what I'm saying? So they keep on saying, what are we doing for our community? You're a positive leader and role model by being out there on these streets doing the things that didn't get done for us. People didn't come, role models didn't come on the streets and talk to us and help us. You know what I'm saying? We didn't have them people. When they made money, the role models we had, when they made money, they left the hood. They didn't come back and show us how to get it. You know what I mean? So it's about trying to show us how to control the money instead of chasing the money and letting it control you. You know what I mean? That's what the major problem is. Everybody waiting on somebody to give them stuff instead of earning it themselves and believing in their God gets the talents. So it's about being on these streets. If you're going to talk to them about being, like walk your walk, like you talk your talk. That's all it is. You got to be out there, man. We're going to have to really be out there and sacrifice our lives for these people, for our people, because they lost. And they got a lot of people, a lot of negative energies around them that's deterring them from their positive energies, man.
Hey, you know what? You listen to Blog Talk Radio with Mad Dads and my man Shortbody, the originator and the instigator and the promoter of the Mad Dad theme song and a bunch of other songs. Matter of fact, there's a slow tune on there, man, and I got it. Man, I love it. I listen to that thing, man. I love it. So there's a couple of things on there. KMOJ's got it. We need to call KMOJ, tell him to rush it, man. Don't flush it, but rush it. Hold on 1 second, bro. We're going to be right back with you. I got on the caller, I got another caller, 1111. How you doing? And welcome to Mad Dad's Blog Talk Radio. Are you on there? How you doing? Okay. I'll tell you what we're going to do, you're probably just listening to the show, and we appreciate you listening in. I want to go back to Shortbody because I got some questions for him. Our number is 347-215-9262. Call us, Mad Tech Blog Talk Radio. Shortbody, you know, you have made a career now out of going around the country and introducing people to the Thug Bible. And what is exactly your mission now?
Well, the thing is, man, like I said, the Thug Bible, it's called the Thug Bible because, first of all, they labeled us thugs before we had belief in ourselves. And it's about showing homage back to our community. You know what I mean? The Thug, it's called Thug Bible, first of all, because you'll call me a thug before you'll call me an author if you see me on the streets, like they've been doing. You know, so it's about showing dedication and love back to our people. It's not a religious movement. It's not a political movement. It's about showing people that had less unfortunate that they can make it, you know what I mean? That's what the Thug Bible is about. And it's not glamorizing thug life, trying to be a killer, trying to be a dope dealer, none of that. It's showing you how to be a real, original, true personal leader. Because what they did was, the Thug Bible, it presents everybody as a leader in their own position. You know what I mean? Because they down our manhood and they down our person by first telling us that we're sinners and that we can't be, that we can never make it. So what we're presenting to the world is, we're calling everybody leaders in their own position. You know what I'm saying? Giving them a way out, showing them how to take their talents. If they see me believing in my talents on the street, like the Thug Bible, we're on the street slanging books and CDs out of our trunks, out of our cars, and they see us doing that. The people who selling dope, the people who gangbanging, they see us, the guys who used to do the negativity on the streets, slanging this new knowledge and this wisdom on the street like we were slanging illegal stuff, hurting people. So that's the mission of the Thug Bible, to show the blind, the unfortunate, how to come about the struggle the right way. You don't have to be perfect to come about the struggle. Everybody got flaws. Like, if you read the Thug Bible, you'll see so-called mistakes in the book, but they're not mistakes. My mission is to show people you don't have to be perfect to accomplish your goals. You don't have to be exactly right, you know what I mean, to accomplish your goals. You have to be able to believe in your God, get the talents, and that's what it's about. You know what I mean? So, like I said, in the Thug Bible, it's a slang written book for the people of poverty to be able to relate to the people outside of poverty, because if it weren't for us writing a book like this, it's like we're not trying to hear people talk to us in perfect English. If you talk in perfect English to us, then we ain't really trying to hear you, because we feel like you think you're better than us. That's how we was raised, coming up as children of the ghetto. But we try to write something that's going to be affiliated for people who never even read a book before, you know what I mean, who wouldn't even pick up a book. You know what I mean? So that's why you'll see cuss words in it. You'll see no disrespect towards no different religion, no different person, but you'll see words in it that some people might not agree with. But that word ain't to get to you. That word is to get to the person who won't even read the book if it wasn't a cuss word in there. You know what I mean? Them the ones you're trying to get anyway, because them the ones who are not reading what the Bible really trying to teach us, or what the Quran trying to teach us, or what these positive forces that we have to get up out of this negative lifestyle, they're not hearing them. You know what I mean? So the Thug Bible has nothing to do with disregarding religion, disregarding, like I said, political views and none of that. It's about showing people who thought that Thug Life was great, you know what I mean, that it was going to help them out the hood, that showing me they ain't the right way to go. So it's a major tool for success for the people of poverty, you know, bottom line. So that's why I'm able to go to different neighborhoods. See, I'm a original OG of older gang, and but I don't go to the affected neighborhood talking about I'm this, I'm that, I'm this and that. I go in there with my hands out, trying to help them, show them that we can actually make it in a different way. You know what I mean? I don't tell them to stop hustling. I tell them stop hustling something that's gonna keep you getting locked up. You know what I mean? If you're gonna do out there get grinding and trying to be on your own, then grab something that's not gonna keep you in these penitentiaries. You know, out from graves. So that's what the Thug Bible most basically about.
Well, let me ask you this though. What was it? What was it that made you, you know, change your life, man? Because I, you know, one thing I love about you is that you got talent, you got gifts, you're a good looking young brother, and you know, what was it that made you switch up from that whole gang mentality to do what you're doing now?
Okay, when I was out there, you know, slaying dope, man, call myself gangbanging and everything, and I kept getting locked up, and I kept not getting the results that I was looking for. I called myself taking care of my kids when I was slaying dope. I always used the excuse that as long as I'm taking care of my kids, I ain't worried about what nobody else doing. If he don't buy for me, he gonna buy for somebody else. It was like the two top dope dealer rules we had. You know what I mean? They gonna buy for somebody, they might as well buy for me. And then I just say, shit, as long as I'm taking care of my family, I don't care what they doing out there, you know, because I was paying my bills with and all this and that. But all the time, I wasn't realizing that I was bringing guns around my kids, dope around my kids. You know, my wife, I had a wife and all that, man. All that stuff got separated and took away from me doing that gang mentality, you know what I'm saying? Because I thought I was doing good. I thought this is the only way out. I didn't see me having no job or no work or nothing like that. So once I caught myself out there doing those things, every time, not failing, every time somebody snitched on me or I got caught up in myself. So it's like I got tired of being calling myself a gangster and a dope dealer trying to take care of my family, but I kept realizing and seeing that it was steady hurting me, you know what I'm saying? And I was steady learning from my past instead of letting it destroy me. That's where I started analyzing my life once I caught my last dope case in 2001. Last time I caught a dope case, I've been out the illegal dope game over 12 years now. So saying that to say, what influenced me was when I was out there on the streets, I was seeing guys like Mad Dads on the streets. Outside of the gang I was in, I was seeing Mad Dads on the streets doing things. And y'all was like inspiring me to see what something out here different for me to do with my life, you know what I mean? So I had like a lot of positive influences from people outside of gangs, but outside also people like you and Mad Dad that was on the streets fighting this war, the real war, you know what I mean? So basically y'all was a major influence in my life when it comes to me staying focused and being able to see that I'm not the only one seeing that the things are going wrong in our communities, you know what I mean? So the powerful influence, like I said, I say you out there standing by yourself, man, and that's powerful, you know what I mean? You don't need to be out there with a whole group, 1,000 of guys behind you. You can go walk into 1,000 guys by yourself and tell them, let's get it right. That's power. So when you see power like that, you got to realize where it's at and what your goals are. So to me, like, what came up out of that, to me, was just seeing a lot of positive brothers like you, you know what I mean, doing what I wanted to do all my life, but was taking the wrong routes, man, making the wrong decisions, thinking that there was no way out.
You listen to Mad Dad's Blog Talk Radio with Short Body, and he's wrote a theme song for Mad Dad's, and one of the hottest theme songs ever been wrote. There's been a few wrote for Mad Dad's, but M-A-D-D-A-D-S, man, my goodness, that song, man, really gets me moving and really shakes me up. And so I am so inspired by the work that you've done. Also, he has written a book called The Thug Bible. That book is a book that he believes that will touch the lives of our young people. It's not designed for those that say they 100% Christians or those that say they Bible toters that want to take the book, break it down, and talk about what it's not. That book is designed for those that want to learn a little bit about the streets and a little bit about how they need to be entrepreneurs. And I believe that what my brother tries to do is teach our young people how to be run their own lives. See, so many of us are waiting for the food stamps to come, waiting on the first of the month, waiting, you know, to get their groove on once a month, every month, 12 times a year. You get something to eat, or you get this and you get that. What he's saying, every day you should be able to get out there and get it. Every day you should be able to get out there and do something. And as a young man, he's trying to figure that out right now. He hasn't got it 100%.
Sir, they're going to work. One thing I want to say before we get out, they're going to work for the wrong reason. People go to work to stay at work, to keep a job, instead of go to work to own a position in that job to where you will be able to own a part of that company or either advance yourself into getting something better with your life. Instead of being satisfied with what they give you, they satisfy us with what they give us instead of have us have our mind frame to where we can get to better things in life and better goals. So saying that to say is don't be stuck off working at some place deny you your God-gifted talents. Don't deny yourself from what you really can be happy with. Don't let the money control you. If you're going to go to work for somebody or work somewhere, make sure you work somewhere, go somewhere to work where you're going to keep you happy for the rest of your life and keep your people around you happy. A lot of people go to work and they be mad at their jobs instead of going to work working their talents. So work and invest in your talents.
And I think we got some callers. So hold on for a second. Short Body, we're going to check in and see who we got on the show waiting for us. You're listening to Blog Talk Radio. Your number is 6203. Wow, you got a lot of static in there. We're going to have to cut. That's too much static. Whoever that was calling in. You're listening to Blog Talk Radio. Your number is 1111. You're listening to Blog Talk Radio. And this is Mad Dad's Blog Talk Radio. They're on hold, too, it looks like. And the other person just wants to listen in. I just want you callers to know that if you have too much noise, I can't get you in. But we're talking to Short Body today. And Short Body, I know, now I'm thinking reason why they call you Short Body because you're short. But I'm a man, but they say you got a body. What's up with that?
All right. Okay, you know what, man? I'm glad you brought that up, too, man. Thank you for bringing that up. Okay, the reason this is how I got to come as real as possible with what we do because this is how I fit this for the love of everybody. My name is Short Body. Okay, the streets named me Short Body. The streets called me Short Body. The people who outside of my immediate family named me that. Now, the reason why I hold on to it so much and so harshly and I dedicate my life to me being called Short Body is because the fact that I had a lot of bad things going on in my life as far as my father's situation. I was named after my father as far as my legal name, Roosevelt McCray. Now, my father, I was looking up to him as a kid growing up thinking this dude was, you know what I mean, everybody's idol. Come to find out when I get older, the man was a child molester. Now, where I come from, we don't honor child molesters, man, at all. And I can't, and for me to be able to honor my name and the people that love me, they name me Short Body on the streets, that's why I give more love to the people who, it's sort of like showing homage to them instead of deterring them because of what I went through with my pops. My pops' name was Roosevelt McCray, and he named me Roosevelt McCray. I can't do nothing bad to him. I can't do nothing hurt him. So what I do, in order for me to forgive him and move on with my life, I carry my name, Short Body, through the world so to show them conquer, to show them development, to show them that it's a better way out, you know what I mean? So it's like more personal to me for people to call me Short Body, honoring my belief for tool for success for everybody, the world of poverty, because we give people nicknames in the hood for the love of what we care about. We don't give them nicknames in the hood because we don't care about them. And I feel like the hood cared about me, and I'm showing hood back, care back to the hood by keeping my name and presenting it to the world. That's why I saw somebody like that.
Well, you know, I love that, man. And, you know, one of the things I really love about you is that your honesty, your integrity to tell the truth. How do you make enough money to really do, you know, because I noticed you travel, man. How do you, do the books sell enough, or are you selling records, or how do you make it? How do you make it out there like that? For young entrepreneurs that are trying to do what you're doing, how do they make it?
Okay, first of all, I make it like this. I show dedication. Like I said, I show them 3 Ds, dedication, determination, discipline. I hustle everything myself, man. I put all the books that I go to the store and recop books like I used to do, like dope deal do dope, and recop, you go re-up again, and go back to the store and sell it again. That's what I do. I buy books. I go to the stores all across the country, neighborhood stores, mom and pop stores. I'm talking about all type of outlets. I don't settle for just bookstores. I settle for I go everywhere and put my book out there. I hustle it like it's dope. I put it in the streets, in the hood, like it's dope. So what I do, by me being able to cop my books, buy my books back and forth, I go to different stores, I put them in there, and I make my profit off when I buy my books for a lesser price, and then I put them in stores for a bigger price, you know what I mean? So I'm selling legal dope now, you know what I mean? That's how you do it. You got to take your talent and, you know what I mean, believe in it and invest in yourself. Don't be scared to invest in yourself. So basically, I've been doing all, spending my money on my own cash, flipping my books and CDs like dope all over the country, man.
Well, you know, and that's a beautiful thing, man. And, you know, one of the things I'd like to see you do is to be able to have some kind of retirement plan and get a financial person to back you up and, you know, be able to look out for yourself. So when you're about 50, 60 years old, you don't have to worry about what you're going to do because you have some money put aside. Right. Franklin Rich wanted to say a few things to you, and he's been, you know, he just got out, and he's pulling himself together, man. He didn't get a chance to, he heard the record, but he didn't get a chance to go to the, were you at the fundraiser, Franklin?
Yes.
Okay, he had got a chance to see you perform, and he had a couple of things he wanted to say to you.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Yeah, I just want to say, man, that it's a good thing that what you're doing, man. So I want to know, Far, what do you think we can do to try to get more young brothers involved in setting goals for themselves like that to be able to try to be able to somewhat achieve some of the things that you have accomplished, man? Because I know you have accomplished a lot already, man. So, and you study soaring for more and more. So, what can you say as for inspiration for some of the brothers, even for me myself, to inspire me more to just keep going, man?
Okay, this is like one of the major things it is. You have to find out, okay, like I said, everybody is a leader in their position, man. This is what I tell you. Everybody's a leader in their own position. So whatever your talent is what we'll have to focus on you getting satisfied, mentally satisfied with. So you got to get mentally rich before you get physically rich, man. See, a lot of people try to get physically rich first. That's why I'm not rich yet, because I'm not worried about it. I'm not going to let them control what I'm trying to do. Everybody keep on waiting to get that money first, but it's not about that. So what I'm saying to you is, what I say to you is, fam, whatever your talent is, you might cook, you might sing, you might draw, whatever that talent is, that's what we need to focus on getting you in your life, because that's what you're going to be happy doing, and that's what you're going to be happy doing for the rest of your life. You see what I'm saying? They be looking for the temporary happiness instead of the long-term happiness. You know what I mean? So first, we have to present you with a long-term happiness, what you like to do. I'm not going to put you in a football team if you like to play chess. You know what I'm saying? So we got to take you to somewhere to go play chess at, and we can learn how to, so you can master that ability, so when you can get rich off doing that, then that's what we got to focus on your talent and take you to the programs or take you to somebody who can help you in that aspect, because then you're going to be willing to go do these things instead of me having to force you or somebody have to pump you up or none of that, because of the fact that you're going to do something that you know you're going to love to do and you're going to stay focused on it because this is what you love to do. See, a lot of people, like I said, a lot of people go out there trying to do things that they don't love to do, that they don't like to do. We're going around somebody trying to get some help from them that they really can't help them, you know what I mean? So I'll be looking for a handout, and it's not about that. The only handout you can get is believing in your God gift of talent, man. That's what it's about. That's the secret. They took our belief from our hoods, man. They took the belief from it. So once you start believing in yourself, that's going to make you stronger, and that's what's going to help you win this war of good and evil, man. So basically, like I said, man, it's about basically learning yourself, learning to believe in your talent, whatever it is, in order to come up out of that. That's what I do. I believe no matter what. Money don't rule me. It don't make me go back and forth. Sometimes I'll be broke going back and forth trying to get back, trying to re-up and cop again. You know what I mean? I know I got to be broke. Sacrifice must be made. A lot of people understand that. You got to sacrifice before you gain, man. You know what I mean? I had to give away damn near 5,000 books before I sold 1,000 books. You know what I mean?
That's right.
I had to lose and gain all that, man, to get back, you know? So you got to keep on, and you're going to keep losing the game. You got to know that all your life. You got to know, as long as you keep pushing your talent, man, don't even worry about it. You got it.
Yeah, that was well put, man. I thank you for the inspiration, man.
Hey, you know, I wanted to ask you something, too. If people want to contact you, Sharp Body, folks want to, you know, they can always go back and listen to this show on Blog Talk, Mad Dad's Blog Talk Radio, and they can go back and listen to the show. You can take it and send it to folks and let them know you did a show with Mad Dad's. How would they get in touch with you? How would they get in contact with you?
Okay, just how they get in touch. One thing I say is, man, I love to be like this. There's no big guys and little yous out here, man. You know what I mean? I'm accessible no matter what. No matter how much money I get, no matter how much, wherever I go, I'm always accessible, man. So, but the main way to get in contact with me is through my number, man. You can get my number out right now as far as I'm concerned. Because when they call me, it's going to be on business and we're going to take care of what we need to take care of. So I have no problem giving my number out to people and get it done. Now, the thing about me is when I do get my number out, fam, when you call me or you get in touch with me, we're going to be about doing this for real. We're not going to be talking about one day. We're going to talk again the next month. I'll hear from you 2-3 months later, and we ain't handling business. So I advise people, if they take my number, write my number. When they call me, they better be ready to work because we working, man. I ain't just no rapper and no author just out here just rapping and authoring. I'm out here playing my stuff like dope. I'm out here in these streets. I'm out here trying to get it. So if we going to work, we going to work. But we're not, man. So
give them that number, would you?
619. I'm going to say it slow for y'all. 619-599-4331.
That's right. That's right. Go ahead.
619-599-4331.
You know what I like what you said is that, and we say it all the time, man. People say, I want to be a mad dad. We put a shirt on, put them out in the block, and say, I don't want to do all this. I don't want to do all that. I don't want to deal with them people. You didn't want to be a mad dad. It's just like, don't call Sharpbody if you don't really want to be about making change in the community. If all you want to do is, if you want to be on American Idol, or you want to be American Who's Got Talent, or you want to do that, wait till they audition. But if you really want to put work, if you want to put work out in the community, it's a totally different thing. Am I right, brother?
It's a totally different thing, fam. It's about showing people your belief. You can talk about it, but be about it, man. It's about showing people. Like I said, that's why we on the I pop my truck on the block, man, and open and sell books and CDs right in front of the dope dealers, and they buying the book that they got, and they influenced about what I'm doing. They see me shining with them, not against them, not on them. I'm shining with them. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to take them off the block. I'm trying to tell them, you can stay on the block, but let's sell something that's gonna get you off. That's gonna get you not putting up penitentiary and not in them graves, man. You know what I mean? We can be out there. You can be out there on the black side of your CD all day. They can't lock you up.
That's right. Now, how many kids you got, Sharpbody?
I got 3 kids, man. I love them to death. Oh. They know their daddy too.
Well, that's a beautiful thing, man. And one of the things is that being a father is an important role. You know, and what you pour into your kids, like you said, if they see guns, they're gonna love guns. If they see dope, they're going to love dope. If they hear music, they're going to love music. If they see you changing other people's lives, they're going to want to do that too.
Yep. Automatically. It's like a trend, man. Because, look, just like I said, I seen them sell dope and I seen them have guns, so that's what I wanted to do. Now, I think like this. If they see us selling books and CDs or believing in our talents on these streets, then that's what they're going to do. You see what I'm saying? If they see us being real role models, instead of, when I grew up, most of the role models I looked up to dead and gone locked up, man. You know what I mean? So it's like, now we got to be a role model to still be there, showing them that we still trying to make it, that we can make it, that they can be better than us. You know what I'm saying? Don't make them feel lesser than us. Make them feel like they can be better than us. You know what I mean? They got to be better than us. Now, you can't be the same way we was, but keep on telling them that ain't how it was when we grew up. If it was like that, then we got to show them that we learned from that past and we're doing better now. But it ain't our job to tell them about our past and we ain't learned from it if we can do nothing about it. You know what I'm saying? So we got to do something about it.
Yeah, we got to do something about it. And we are going to do something about it. And the big thing I think, too, Sharpbody, is that I think every brother that gets a chance to experience you gets a chance to experience positivity. And they may do it a different way when it's their turn. But the fact is, at least they're seeing something. You know, when all you see is dope dealers, when all you see is hustlers, when all you see is pimps, when all you see is gang members and thugs, and robbers. Right. When that's all you see, that's all, how you going to know to be something different. But when somebody shows up like you or Franklin, that shows up to say, but I've been there, man, it ain't no good for you. It ain't no, you know, and I mean so many times, you know, folks try to influence you to make you believe that there is something at the end of the rainbow and being involved in the drug trade. There is something at the end of the rainbow and being involved in the hustle and the thieving. That there is something, but it's not. There's nothing at the end of the rainbow but death and destruction.
That's right. That's right. And the proof is in the pudding out there, man. You know what I mean? We die, like you said, we out there dying for nothing, man. You know what I mean? Gangs out there don't even under their own clothes right now. So it's like you can't even be out there, man.
Well, you know, that's absolutely right. And, Franklin, he was just talking about that. And for a long time, Franklin, you followed the gangs for a long time. And what are some of the things that you found out, Franklin?
Well, one of the things I found out, man, was that a lot of the loyalty and the brotherhood that used to be in it, it's not there no more. All that's gone out the window. Everybody out for themselves. There's no such thing as a real structure where
where everybody's family like it should be, how it used to be. I mean, you know, everybody's either able trying to use you, get over on you, or take advantage of you in some kind of way, man. It's been my experience with that. So I think it's...
Go ahead, sir. Go ahead. My bad. Go ahead.
And I just think it's time for us as black men to stand up, man, and begin to get our babies out of that mess, man. Try to show them, not only show them a better way, and try to teach them a better way, man. But let's be out there with them, man, on the front line, man, showing them that this is how you're gonna end up if you go that way, you know. And by me did over 10 years in the prison system, man, you know, I'm all the proof that a lot of them young brothers need, man. So that's why I think it's important for us to do the work that we do here at Mad Dads, to go into the schools and let our life experiences be examples for these brothers, so and these young sisters, so that they don't have to even meet a lot of this hardship that they've already met growing up, but just letting them know, constantly instilling that faith and that hope in them that things not only can and will get better, but they're guaranteed to get better if they put in the effort for that.
Yeah, and then one thing it is too, fam, I'm on a direct the country where you talk about how the gangs ain't like they used to be and all that. Now, the thing is, fam, these kids out here, these guys out here, they wannabes. They out here calling themselves these gangs, and they don't understand where the originality for gang came from. Community helping, man. Community first. When they start with gangs is for about community. And what, saying that to say, we follow ink. We follow the ink, man, what the ink was talking about. We studied what we was going to get into before we got into it. So once we got into it, we then have to handle what we need to do. Now, you got a lot of renegade niggas out here, perpetrators, wanting to be this and that, talking about that, this and that, messing up the establishment that it was truly based upon. You know what I'm saying? So you got a lot of naysayers out here more than you got the guys who are out here really pushing what they need to push. That's why I call myself a ghetto soldier, fam. You know what I'm saying? Because I can go to any neighborhood. Any nigga, Blood, Crip, Mo, I'm a ex-gangster disciple. So I got Blackstones, Mo, Vice Lords, Bloods, Crips. I'm talking about they all in unity with me outside of being what I am, because I don't go to their neighborhood talking about I'm a gangster disciple, I'm a GD. You know, I'm finna go to your hood and it's gonna be GDs over here and all that. No, I go in their hood and show them some love, man, and talk good about them and try to help them out, because my mission ain't to really make no money out there. My mission is to show them a different light, man, a different vision. Saying that to say, they lost the ink, man. These shots out here, they lost the ink. They're not even the ones who started this stuff right now, because they wouldn't be out there doing that, fam. They wouldn't be out there right now talking about no GD Loud folks, Blackstone, none of that, because them chiefs, they're not honoring that. They consider them guys renegades right now. They're not, and they don't understand that. You see what I'm saying? The leaders that actually started the game that they, the leaders that actually started the game that they claiming, ain't even on it, but they're talking about on the streets. So he said, so it's like they're actually renegading out there right now on their own. It's wild out there, man. The leadership ain't out there because of that. They're not following the ink. The ink says the whole thing is different. Huh?
Right. So let me ask you this, right? By you and me, myself, being an ex-gangster disciple, what do we say to those brothers who have come up in the ranks, man, and become regents and governors, and but they out there misguiding our younger brothers who are coming up in the struggle and teaching them the wrong way instead of how we was taught, and they got it off the revolutionary part of it, being a part of the community and giving back, and got on the want to be street gangs and warriors and doing that. So what do we say to those brothers who have misled our younger brothers throughout the years, man?
The thing is, man, I'm gonna be real with you, man. They are enemies, fam. They don't want to see us. You know what I mean? We real GDs. They don't want to see us, fam, because they've been misleading they've been misleading folks for the longest, man. For since 95, fam. You know what I mean? Extorting people, misusing the folks, having them out there selling drugs and all that. We were not supposed to be out there selling drugs, but when they put the dope in the hood, that changed the whole mentality of the community-based structure. You see what I'm saying? So when they did that, a lot of them guys who was in position, we was violating guys out there for doing dope. We was violating guys for not going to school. We was violating them for that stuff, man. And the same guys who was violating these people, they was doing drugs, not going to school, not underneath themselves. You see what I'm saying? So the people who was in the region position in those spots was already misusing the word, fam. You know what You know what I mean? The devil already had them misusing the word already, fam. So, you know, and when they put Nav in them, they put their back against the wall, and these guys out here making money on these streets like that. What else he going to do? He controlling this. You feel what I'm saying? He got to roll with them because they would have killed folks for that shit if he'd have told him stop doing that, fam. You know what I mean?
Right.